Hello, welcome to the next video. This is actually the final video for this week. I am now showing you a sculpture behind me. The place that I am staying here in New Zealand, as well as just being a beautiful nature, I don't know what to call it, like a nature park garden and so forth. There's also a sculpture garden, and as you walk through the property, you can see all different artists who have made really interesting sculptures like this. I'm on a place called Wharepuke, and I've written lots about my time here in New Zealand. If you are interested in reading any of it, it is available on my blog. There is a New Zealand section, and you are welcome to read that. So, for today's video, I wanted to just share with you how my own experience has following the steps that I have shared with you, kind of where that's led me. So I, as I mentioned, definitely loved the, you know, took advantage of that corporate life and all the money and spent a lot of it. Now I've been a traveler and quite budget. I try to spend as little money as I can on accommodation, and if I have to, then I won't eat as much. And I actually am loving in some ways the fact that I'm stuck at this pandemic. There are days upon days where I don't buy anything. It feels really good. And one of the big things that I've noticed, and I have actually an interview series with other nomads like me, we all notice that traveling, we accumulate less stuff. Now, as someone that bought into that consumerist mentality and had lots of stuff, I actually am quite surprised at how much I don't need the stuff. And sometimes, even if I, like right now, I have a bunch of food in my cottage here that I'm like, oh, I have like too much food stuff. Like, I don't know why I got like two cans of soup. I only needed one, you know? Actually having too much stuff is now something that bothers me. And I was also surprised going from having lots of stuff, doing expensive things, at how not only am I not unhappy having less luxury, I just am happier in my life. And I think that comes from being in touch with what makes me happy and working hard to fill my life with what makes me happy and empty my life of things that make me unhappy. To do that, of course, you need to go through all the steps that I just shared with you, because you need to know what it is that makes you happy and why you have certain things and what matters and so forth, because that's what allows you to really create the focus on happiness, that filling your life with the things that you want, so that you feel fulfilled, right? So, and I know this tip is not per se about money and the work and all that, but it is in that, you know, related to the mindset. I'm just trying to share with you that this idea that you've been working in a way where you thought like it was working for a paycheck, working for health benefits, working for retirement, and you're actually going to be shifting into working for fulfillment. This is like a huge, huge point. Working for fulfillment feels different. It is much more satisfying, and it gives you, again, by focusing on the present, it sustains you for the present and probably actually for the future too, depending on budgeting and such, and we'll talk about that later. But it really changes the game. But in order to be able to work for fulfillment instead of the paycheck, like I said, you need to go through a bunch of mindset challenges to be able to be open to this idea of working for fulfillment and understanding, again, what fulfills you to be able to have that. So again, I've given you a bunch of worksheets this week that I hope will be helpful. You always can reach out to me for assistance, and stay tuned to your inbox for week 3, which will be ready shortly. Bye-bye.